We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you got awesome plans this weekend. Making new memories with the folks that you love. We certainly love that you listen to the Ben and Skin Show and make us a part of your daily routine. Super stoked that D Magazine called the Ben and Skin Show the best show in this market in 2022. Huge honor for us. We greatly appreciate that. And this weekend, if you miss us, you're like, you know what? I want to hear Ben and Skin on the weekend. You can, because all of our segments are podcasted at BenAndSkinPodcast.com. Be sure to smash the auto download button. I'm losing it here.
Are you okay?
Barely making it through.
Do you need some sausage?
I would love some sausage. Do you want to put some sausage in my mouth?
I don't have any.
Oh, well.
I'm sorry.
I knew you didn't have any. Do you guys want to give me sausage?
You bet your ass I do.
I know you would like to, you dirty freaks.
You old general.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Huh?
General.
That's y'all's secret bedroom name that you're not supposed to stay on air. Right.
You see those medals on his jacket?
That's right. I call him Private.
Get over here, Private.
I'm your private dancer.
Oh, my God. Brian Adams!
A dancer for money.
All right, Kavanaugh has canceled his segment for today. Yeah, he only has like 10 minutes of radio to do per day.
It was like, there's no way I can do this short segment with you guys not having air conditioning today.
Yeah. We invited him to come do the whole show with us. He declined because no AC. And then he was good. And then we invited him to do just this whole segment. And he was like, no, I'm good. And then he was like, you know what? Can y'all just do your bracket?
Yeah. I now more than any reason understand why he left the fan.
Right. Well, yeah, he's unemployed. He's wanting to enjoy himself.
I don't really need you guys to hold me back.
He's having fun.
Yep.
Okay, so we have been, well, I should say this, before we move on to the Light Farms Giant bracket, there's not a lot of Cowboy news out there, in fairness to Kavanaugh. He's right.
We'll play tomorrow night, you know.
Anything on your radar, Kevin?
If Will Greer plays.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
So in this regard, KT's like the backup quarterback coming in and getting this opportunity.
He's like Will Greer.
He's our DiNucci.
Yeah, DiNucci. KT DiNucci. Let's see if you can fill Kavanaugh's shoes and give us a good Cowboy update.
I don't think it'll be a very good game to watch.
I need Mishota.
Will Greer hurt his groin, and that and Cooper Rush is like a backup quarterback competition. Remember we did this last year with Garrett Gilbert and Cooper Rush?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, who knows? Maybe Garrett Gilbert wins that competition, then Cooper Rush doesn't win the Halloween night game.
Cooper Rush was great this year.
All you have to do, he won it the game he was asked to play in.
I'm saying.
Like, no one, and a backup quarterback in the league, most of them do not have what Cooper Rush has, and that's a win.
Cooper Rush was so good that a local media member went back and reposted an article he wrote 4 years ago.
Who?
I don't know.
Knew that he was good back then.
And why?
But there was no chatter about it in the 4 years in between. But it was like, oh, he won. Here's an article I wrote 4 years ago.
Oh, who was it?
I don't even remember.
Not a bad plan, though, to dig that up and put it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
Maybe do it before the game if you're so confident.
I do like that they only have 3 preseason games this year, so it's like just less crap that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's like me now if Jerks and Profar does something well. I called it! I said it! I told you he was going to get a double in this game.
He's good now.
I was going to say, I was somewhere the other day and they flashed up his old, it was when we were at Pluckers. They flashed up the old Little League World Series where he was like 11-year-old Jerks and Profar, and they just flashed that picture up there.
Jerks and Jerks and Jerks and Profar, Profar, Profar.
Notice that Joey Gallo is pretty good now that he plays for the Dodgers.
Yeah, so I'm
weirdly,
hit a bomb.
Just like good and calm and doesn't have a media member up his ass at all times.
Yep.
Pretty good life.
There's the great Ginger Allen on CBS 11 right above you. She's one of the prized treasures of DFW. She's a great lady.
That just looks like an outdoor shot of somewhere in Frisco.
Putting the system on trial.
I'm seeing just some B-roll.
Yep. Kevin?
Oh, the Light Farms Giant bracket.
Yeah.
We will continue on right now.
That's a good drop.
Reggie Miller looking good. We're over to the east side. We will do number 11 against number 6 here. Number 11 is a song called The Star of America's Team.
A Cowboys bye week, so at least I didn't lose. I got Gilbert Grape and my buddy the Nukes. They need to plug something new into every single hole. Well, then a crazy idea popped into my head. It happened while your wife and I were in bed. I think I'm the perfect man to plug this hole. time to make BLFG the star of America's team. I can play quarterback, beat snap, linebacker, and even lead the league in sacks. I'm better than the QB and LBE, and I'm damn sure better than Mike McCarthy. It's time to make BLFG the star of America's team. Quarterback and deep snap and linebacker and coach him up, GM and hold it all, snap, kick him, run the ball, hole, plug a beer, chuckle, wife, loving a ball, hugging me, mugging a face, dug a blueberry muffin, touchdown, running in the red zone, LG on your screen, flea flicking the bean, looking better than any man you ever seen, and all the Hail Marys want to give my thing. Mother Teresa, a grease in the lease, I'm a Chevy Suburban, I'm earning the interest of everyone's wife, to Jerry, to Steven, and Zeke, and attacking a veteran coach, and all the cheerleaders all know I'm the GOAT. I pooch punt it in, I pooch punt my rumble pig skin. Rumpel Pigskin. Time to make BLFG the star of America's team. I can play right guard, order suit, and bark and rush for 2,000 yards. I'm better than the QB, LBE, Ringo, and George, and then in McCartney. Time to make BLFG the star of America's team. I'm a star. So much ass I can barely sleep. I'm a star. With long balls, I'm going deep. I'm a star. Ladies love the LFG, I'm a star. Long balls, I'm going deep. I'm a star. Ladies love the LFG, yeah, I'm a star. Long balls, I'm going deep.
Wow.
Now, that's okay. Are we sure it's done?
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
That was an insane vocal display.
Yeah.
That's probably the one I'm the least familiar with.
Yeah. That's really good.
There's so much going on there on that one. It's like a John Michael Montgomery song. Now, it's going up against number six. And I think this song was dedicated to Paula Beauchamp. This is A Broken Bow by the Light Farms Giant.
I make bank and I get ass. I smoke that Oklahoma grass in Broken Bow. He likes that good crowd. I let my giant dogs run free. I watch them bang coyotes in Broken Bow. And I crank up the radio, take off my shirt and put on a show in Broken Bow. For all the married hoes, every wife wanted a taste, and now they need their hips replaced in Broken Bow. Ooh, oh, the LFG loves to see so many wedding rings.
Only once you with your take.
The LFG is here to swing while vacationing. In Broken B.O.W., where your wife fell out of love with you, onto a man so big he doubles you. In Broken Bow, where married people go. I'm wrecking homes in Broken Bow.
Wow. Oh, my God. Was really that good. The first one?
Nope.
No.
Now that we've been through the whole bracket, which one was the first one?
The first one's not didn't make the top 16.
Oh, why?
Whoa.
What was it?
There wasn't enough time. Christina?
Nope. No,
he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it.
I do know it.
What is
Corona
it? What
Cruise?
It was one that wasn't very good.
I thought it was Corona Cruise. Yeah. There was one before.
Can we just hear it? What was the one, the first
one? You
can't
hear it.
You can't hear it.
Yeah, we can.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I clearly cannot remember what it was.
I'm voting for Banjo, by the way.
Banjo?
Star of America's team.
Here's the first one.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice studio.
First time he'd ever been to a studio.
Yeah.
Is this Pittman at Kegel Studios? Turn my headphones up. Oh, yeah. Y'all so bossy, skin get off me. Snap a D-pick, send it to the FCC. I talk news and touch the board. Got something for all you little whores. Sleepy lawn chairs make you poop your drawers. Try to sue me, I don't even have a lawyer. I got a modest payroll. Christina on the staff always points and laughs. Kicked down the door, said it before. I've got jock itch, so I'ma leave like a bitch. All the Twitter wanna taste. You can have my love even with a horse face. I leave nothing to waste, but I get what I want when there's audio to chase. KD. I talk news and touch the board.
I don't understand. This has nothing to do with the LFG.
It's not the LFG.
It was his first song.
No, it's not.
It's how he got in. It's how he infiltrated.
No, that is not an LFG song. That is a KT song.
It's on his SoundCloud page.
Huh.
Who put that together?
It wasn't me.
Ben?
That sounded like a... Yeah, that was not...
That's not the first LFG song.
His first song, he must have produced My Fame.
He must have produced it.
He used My Fame to even get notoriety. No one even knew who the hell he was in this town. Okay.
I don't think they're
the
same
person.
And
then he wrote a song making fun of me.
Okay, well, I like the hook, though. I make
that's the first one.
Touch the board.
Y'all want the second one?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the second one.
It's not him. This would be the first one.
This is the Life Farms Giant.
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Okay, T, why do you feel the need to criticize me with your questionable pain?
Okay, stop this. This was the answer. KT dumped all over the I'd make news and touch the board.
Uh-huh.
And then that was the response. This is a totally different person than
it's the Light Farms Giant.
It is not the Light Farms Giant.
Do you have
I have it on high authority. This is not the Light Farms Giant.
Do you have it when do you have the Light Farms Giant when he was out of town and I was watching his dogs?
It's Corona Cruise. That's the very first Light
now
Farms
I'm saying
Giant
we
song.
Talked to him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I do, but we can't play it. Okay. Well, maybe we can.
No, that's right.
We'll be able
now
to play.
Back to the bracket.
Yep.
The bracket's over.
Okay, coming up next, the Treehouse.
Star of America's Team is number 11 or Broken Bow 6. Christina, you could start.
I voted for Star of America's Team.
Oh.
Because of the banjo, and it just took me back to my Crandall roots.
Skin?
Broken Bow.
Ben.
So many of these Light Farms Giant songs stick with me, and I'll just be singing different parts of them as I walk around my house. And Broken Bow's that one I always end up going, Broken Bow,
oh, yeah.
Broken
Bow.
Give me Broken Bow.
People go.
I'm over the Star of America's Team because it reminded me of the Grundy County Auction by John Michael Montgomery. Mm-hmm. So
great
we
song.
Can go back to the phones.
Go to the phones.
214-787-1971. That is the phone number for America's favorite show, according to D Magazine, the Ben and Skin Show. You can reach it 214-787-1971. It's a
can you
number.
Find that while we're waiting? Find go longer. Find that. It's so good.
Yeah, the problem is there's a big F-bomb.
What do you mean? It aired with it?
Yeah.
No, we dumped it at the time.
Yeah, we dumped it, but it's never. I don't think it ever got fixed.
We aired it with an
F-bomb. Oh, a phone is ringing.
Things are get rushed sometimes, and we.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the Ben and Skin Show.
Thank you, Christina.
Hi, guys.
Who is this?
I like to vote for Broken Bow.
There's broken one bow.
Broken Bow.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have another one?
Do we need two?
We do. We have plenty. You were on the Ben and Skin Show. Are we doing a Star of America's Team or Broken Bow?
With the Star.
The Star of America's Team. Okay, yeah, see? Thank you.
All right, this is the game winner here.
Okay. Hello, you're on the Ben and Skin Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi. Star of America's Team or Broken Bow?
America's Team.
Okay.
Wow, what a comeback.
Wow, I didn't see that coming. Wow. Bunch of big Cowboys fans out there.
Yeah.
It's the vocal dexterity in the middle of that song is pretty miraculous. But I'm with Ben. Broken Bow's more stays with me.
Yeah, some of the seedings were bad because Quarantine Birthday, I think, is better than some of the songs that are progressing in this tournament.
By the way.
Yeah, just have to take that up with the Royce City Council. They're the ones who made this bracket.
Mass storm.
We have eight left. How do y'all want to play this? Eight more? Do y'all want to hear the new DJ Trucknut song?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay. Right.
Final. And we can do clips when we get it into the final four quickly. Let's do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Number one, the King of Light Farms. I'll play a little clip of that.
The neighborhoods come up so far from the windows.
Doesn't get any better than that.
It's so good.
It's impossible to be better.
So hard to beat.
We'll
now,
see.
It's going up against Every Day is Ass Day.
Every girl loves ass day.
Every guy loves Ass Dave.
Okay.
It's a great song, but it's not as good as King of Light Farms.
I agree with Ben. King of Light Farms advances.
To me, it just depends on the mood. Some days I want to hear Morrissey. Some days I want to dance around to, the Carly Rae Jepsen.
King of Light Farms advances. Okay, number four is I Got Standards. It'll be going up against number five, Snake Dreams. Here's I've Got Standards.
Standards, 9.5, 6 feet high, zero waist size, with vicious thighs, magnet eyes, and big old nips that blast into the sky. Cause I've got standards.
That's going up against number five, Snake Dreams.
Who put a cobra in there?
I put a cobra in a place I can't share.
Who put a cobra in there?
I put a cobra in her, you know.
Okay, so, Christina, you'll start this one.
This is kind of what Skin just said on the last one. Like, it depends what day it is, what you want to listen to.
Right.
But man, Snake Dreams.
Snake Dreams. I will vote for I've Got Standards, number four. Let's go to Skin.
So it's very difficult because I think Snake Dreams is a more impressive song, but I think I've Got Standards is a more impressive production. And just there's so much brilliance
to it. The
horns,
too.
Oh, my God. I'm going with I've Got Standards.
Ben?
Yeah, this is the best matchup of the tournament outside of the King of Light Farms against Quarantine Birthday and maybe a crash course between King of Light Farms and Boomtown, which could be coming. I love both these songs, but I'm going to go with Standards.
Standards.
Wow.
That is going to be a big matchup.
Huge.
Quickly. Number two, Boomtown. We just heard it a minute ago. Here's a little bit.
I'm a Boomtown.
It's number seven, Backdoor Party. Here's a little bit.
She said, grab a pack of hot dogs, daddy, let's get a little burp farty. She said, RSVP, but don't be afraid to come. Fashionably late.
Okay, so.
So good.
Don't Boomtown. Be afraid to get a little burp farty.
Let's start with Ben on this one.
Brilliant.
Give me Boomtown.
Let's go to Skin.
Boomtown.
Christina.
Boomtown.
All right.
Wow.
Number two, Boomtown advances. And then lastly, the Cinderella region over here.
Yeah.
Number 14, Movie Night Ass Storm.
Ass Storm.
Tom Cruise.
A Movie Night Ass Storm.
Val Kilmer.
Going up against number 11. The star of America's team.
Back kick him, run the ball, hole plugging, beer chugging, wife loving a ball, hugging me, mugging a face, dug a blueberry muffin. Touchdown, running in the end zone, energy on your screen, flea flicking the beam. Bigger and better than any man you ever seen.
Wow, Skin?
I'm going with Movie Night Ass Storm.
I vote for the star of America's team. Let's go to Ben.
Man, I think the Star of America's team beating Broken Bow is a travesty. I think it's no business up against Ass Storm, which is a real life story of a triple date to go watch the new Top Gun Maverick movie. Give me
Val Kilmer.
The Ass Storm.
We're going to have to go to the phone.
Oh! Let's go to the phones. All right, let's go to the Mrs. Hearns line.
Mrs. Hearns?
Yo.
Hello?
Hey. Mrs. Hearns?
That guy's just putting up groceries.
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Vote.
Hello?
Hey, Juanito, vote. Who are you voting for?
Bill.
That's not a great call. Not a great call by
Larry,
you.
Larry, Frank.
Nope. All right.
Christopher.
Hello, you were on the Ben and Skin show.
Yep.
Driving down the highway.
You're on the radio.
That's the guy that crashed into Skin's pond.
All right.
And, yes.
Hey, hey! Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. Who is this?
It's Juanito.
Who are you voting for, Juanito?
Well, you know, Dad's caught the ball out there in
what?
Bamboo Field. So, you know, America's team.
Oh, he's going Star of America's team.
Right.
Okay.
There's one.
Okay. Thank you, Juanito.
Juan.
Hello, you're on the Ben and Skin show. Please vote.
Yeah, I love a good upset.
give me Ass Storm.
All right. Upset in both ways, honestly.
Yeah, yep, for sure.
You're on the Ben and Skin Show. That's so weird.
Nice. Here's the winner.
Yeah, I just voted for American team, but this time, Steve.
What?
But this time, you're voting.
I'm going to give Ben and Skin Show.
Ass Storm.
Oh! Okay. Oh! Wow, what a comeback for Ass Storm.
How about that? Movie night. Movie night has Storm. Incredible. All right, there you go. There's the final four. You've got the number one seed in the tournament, the King of Light Farms, going up against the number four seed in I've Got Standards, which beat Toilet Row and Snake Dreams to get there. King of Light Farms beat Quarantine Birthday and Ass Day, so two huge wins already for that. Over on the east side, you got Boomtown, the two seed that beat Leaving Light Farms and then beat the Backdoor Party advance on. And then you've got Movie Night Ass Storm, the 14 seed, with a huge upset in every round. They beat Do the LFG, the third seed, the three seed early on. Then they beat the 11 seed right there, the Star of America's team, which had defeated Broken Bone and upset. So now you got Boomtown against Ass Storm in the east.
Wow.
And King of Light Farms against I've Got Standards in the west.
That's such a great Kavanaugh Cowboy call-in.
Yeah, that's really good.
That was incredible.
Really good.
We'll get back to this in 2023.
All right.
We got a new DJ Truck Nuts song, though, so maybe that'll happen next, maybe.
We should premiere it.
Maybe. Coming up next at Banger. And, Christina, where are you going to take us in the weekday update?
I have a naked machete man that everyone needs to hear about, and another dirty grandma.
Yes!
Hey, dirty grandma.
It's an ass storm.
They're the best. Oh, my God. That's Robert terrible.
Duvall.
It's a terrible thought, man.
Why are you? That sounds like Mickey.
You're talking about it. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walt Disney.
Oh, my God.